So her question is that we were taught to have conversation with Baba, but can we have the connection while we are silent? Okay. So I'll repeat the question. She had the question that we were told to have conversation with Baba. But the question is, can we have connection with Baba while we are silent? So sometime that word conversation is described as heart-to-heart conversation. So the conversation is silent. In other words, we are not speaking with our mouth. The conversation is something going on with your thoughts or your mind. And when we are talking with our mind, we call that conversation, or we may call it the initial stage of meditation. It is not complete meditation, but it's an important phase to clear the mind and to clear our thinking and to be focused. In other words, there might be many things going on and you cannot meditate or focus unless you clear what is going on. So that is the purpose of heart-to-heart conversation. And after you do that, some of that, and this could take you a day or a month or a year, this heart-to-heart conversation, then the mind is clear enough that we begin to feel. So you sit in front of Baba and you say that I am a peaceful soul, and you say it slow, and you repeat it two or three times, and then you feel a sense of peace. And so you don't have to keep saying I am peaceful, because you begin to feel a sense of peace. So that is the stage that we may call meditation. In meditation, we talk less and feel more. Now, this is not very strict in the sense it is not either talking or feeling. It is more feeling and less talking. When we speak with our mind, we direct which way, which topic, which place we want I, the soul, to be in. Which space, you might say, or which state I want to be in. So I do that by talking or directing the mind. And once we get in that area, you may have to repeat it or say it in different ways. So I am peaceful, I am calm, I am silent, I am tranquil, I am in a place where nothing is happening, I am relaxed. So you may say it in different ways so that your mind convinces you that this is where I want to be. And then your heart or your mind relaxes and quiets down. And then the gap between thoughts become a little wider. In other words, when you create the thought, you create them slower, because the gap from one thought to another thought becomes a little wider. So then it becomes, I am peaceful, I am pure, I am a soul. You see? You can picture it. So now when So while I'm holding up my hand, what are you doing? Are you thinking? When I say, are you thinking? No, when I hold my hand and I am about to speak, but did not speak, what are you doing? Yes. Yes, so you are waiting. So that is the gap in your thoughts. your thought doesn't have to run continuously. It can have a gap. In other words, your mind can wait. So we have to extend the amount of time that your mind waits. So meditation is extending the time that your mind waits. So in that space where the mind is waiting, there are many things that happens. One is, it is the gap in which you can receive God's touchings. So we don't call this praying, because in praying we are talking. And in meditation we are talking and listening. So we listen by having gaps in the thoughts, by having spaces. Now, when God is talking to you, what language does He use? In what language do you speak? Language of love. So that's a language also, language of love. What is God's language? Telepathy. So God's language is that. It is love, or it is telepathy, or we can say silence, or it is vibration. So His language is not in words. It is not the language of English, or the language of Thai, or the language of Vietnamese. It is the language of vibration. So even when we speak, before you create the word, what do you create? So you create thoughts. Before the thoughts, what happens? What causes the thought? Before the thought, what is happening? In your mind. So, you know what is a mango? A mango. So, when I say mango, do you have a word in your mind, or do you have a picture? So, before the thoughts, we have the picture. Before the picture, what is there? Yes, correct. So before the picture there is the feeling. So you may feel hungry, or you feel something, and in order to express the feeling, you create some words. Or if it is your child, you don't have to create the word, you create the action. If you have the feeling, or the child creates the action, they don't need the word. So the words or the thoughts is the last part of something from the soul. It's the last symbol. The thoughts or the words or the language is the last symbol. It's the most obvious. So if we go backwards from thoughts, maybe there's pictures. Before the pictures, maybe there's feeling. Before the feeling, maybe we say attitude, maybe we say motivation. So these are deeper levels of the soul. And to talk to God It means you may start with the thoughts, but we have to move the communication to a deeper level. And when it goes down, comes from a deeper place, where there is no language, then we may say the language of love, or the language of peace, or the language of vibration. So this is God's language. It's something deeper. We can say vibration. So when we are communicating with God, we talk to Him. But He communicates through something like vibration. So for us to catch it, our mind has to be silent. In other words, there must be gaps between the thoughts. And the longer this gap is between the thoughts, the more silence you have, the more you can catch God's vibration. So meditation is two-way, you communicating to God and His communicating to you. So it is just like when we talk, if you are talking and someone else is talking, then who is listening? For us to listen, we need to stop talking. And if you stop talking with the mouth and your mind continues to talk, you also don't listen. So if you stop talking with the mouth, but your mind is busy, then you may hear the person say one thing or two, but you miss five or six. So also we cannot listen. So for listening, the mouth has to be quiet and the mind also has to be quiet. And if someone is talking and we are continuing to think, we do catch some of the things, but those are between our thoughts. We catch one or two points. And we say, yes, I heard what you're saying, but you only heard one or two. And then they say, but I said so and so, I didn't hear that. I heard this. So you heard what you heard, and what you didn't hear, you don't know. So the thoughts has to be silent in order to listen. So when we're listening, they say active listening, or compassionate listening, or listening without commenting, that your mind must be peaceful or quiet, so that you can get the full message. Because the listening is not only the words, it is the vibration. You also might pick up the message of the body language, the tone of voice, so many things. So all of this requires that the mind should be more silent. And so in talking to God, you have words, let us say, you have pictures, you have feelings. Which one do you use? And the lower you go, the lower you use, it is the more deep and complete is the communication. The lower energy you use, thoughts, let us say it's a high energy. Picture is a little lower down. After picture is feelings. So feelings we say even further down. So the deeper down you speak from, it's the more complete is the communication. So when we write in the diary, we think less, or should think less. When we write in the diary, you think whatever is coming, you just write it. Because no one is going to read the diary. It doesn't have to be correct grammar. The words doesn't have to be spelled correctly. You can also write in pictures. So the diary is somewhere to express yourself. You might say a heart-to-heart conversation with God. Now, another important thing of the diary is the diary helps for you to create silence for yourself. Silence means you are not taking in, you are not absorbing. You are not listening to something else, except for music, because music puts the mind in a mood, and some music will make you relax. So in the music, you are not listening words, it's more the feeling. So the music is stimulating a feeling. And so if that feeling inspires you, or it makes you more quiet, then it's good music, it's supportive. And the similar thing with the lights. We use the red lights for quietness, for inspiration, for silencing the mind. Red. So it is not dark, as in nothing, and it's not bright, as in active. It's something in between. So it's shifting away from activity, but not completely dark, so we are not going to sleep. And some people may use incense, and some people may go in nature, in a certain part of nature, like the sea or the mountains. So all of this is used to inspire in the self quietness. So when we write a diary, it makes us remain quiet. You know, we are writing, so we are not thinking of anything else. We are not, there's no input. So nourishment for the soul, or strength of the soul. What gives the soul strength or nourishment? The murli, yes. What else? Huh? Silence. So the nourishment of the soul comes from positive things, silence, good company. Positive things like the murli, you know, positive stuff so that the soul stays on the positive side. The good company is the company of other people, their vibration, their presence generates or pushes the soul to be more positive. And silence. If you spend time in silence, then it is nourishing for the soul, it strengthens the soul. Now this silence, in this silence, sleep is a in-between thing. I will come back to sleep. When you are awake and you are silent, you can think of thoughts as energy, or when you are thinking, your energy or your power is flowing out. Every thought is a little bit of soul energy. Every thought it's a little bit of soul energy. Soul, of the soul, the energy of your being. It comes in the form of thoughts. And if you are thinking a lot, it means you are spending your essential being, your power, it is being spent. And okay, it is being spent, but if there is no reward, the soul gets tired and there is no benefit. So when someone is angry, they think fast, lots of thoughts, and they stop becoming angry because they get tired. If they have stimulation, the thing that makes them angry is continuing, it's stimulating, the soul will remain active. But when that stimulation stops, the soul calms down because it gets tired. You talk, but if you are not responding, then eventually that person gets tired. Too many thoughts, too much flow in a short time. So if you are silent, the energy of the soul starts to come back up. Yes, it happens to extrovert people who talk. You listen more to the person who talk, or you listen to the quiet person who talks one or two things? Who you listen more to? So you have to be a quiet person. A lot of talking is a sign that the soul is weak. And when the soul has more strength, it can remain quiet. So in writing the diary, we are practicing to make the mind quiet. The less you think, it is better. Any other question anyone wants to ask? Deep love? What she means? How to get deep love, or how to give deep love, or how to have? What she means? So the question is, how does one develop deep love for God? So, I, the soul, in my normal state, is loving. So, one way to see this, to check this, is that when you wake up, like me today, I slept. I came late in the class because I was asleep. So that means I slept proper, good. So when you wake up from the deep sleep, then what wakes up first? The body wakes up or the mind? What wakes up? The mind wakes up first. And when the mind wakes up, then following that, the body wakes up. So when you are in the deep sleep and then you wake up, like on some day that you don't have to work, on the holiday you sleep proper well, then when you wake up, you do not know where your hand is on the bed. If you sleep even more deep, you do not know which bed you are in. You have to understand which room you are in. You wake up, but you are not quite sure. So in that state of mind, when the mind wakes up, but the body is not yet woken up, know there is a gap, very small. What is your state of mind? You are at peace? What else? Are you kind at that time? Are you positive? Are you caring at that time? Are you loving at that time? If you are not loving, are you hateful? Do you have hate? So if you don't have hate, then are you loving? So this is the soul. When the soul wakes up before the body, and you try to find the gap so you don't wake up right away. You come after sleeping, the soul comes into consciousness before the body. And when you come into consciousness, you are not aware that I am the mother, or that I have to go to work, or I have to go to the class. I woke up, but I am not aware that I have to go to the class. So in that gap, you are soul conscious. You are not yet body conscious. The body consciousness is something we put on. Like when you wake up, you put on the clothes. So the body consciousness you put on, you bring it on. Oh, now I'm the mom, I have to look after the kids. Where are they? Did they get the food? I have to get them to the school. So the thoughts start to flow because you have taken it on. The soul wakes up by itself, but now you took on the role that you are playing in the world. You took it on. But before that, what type of soul are you? So, love is natural to the soul. So to have loving relationship to God, we have to become soul conscious. So the question is, in that stage, are you aware that you are in the body? It's a background awareness. And so it is possible to be soul conscious while in the body. So we are in this room. Are you aware that we are in this hall? Are you aware that people are behind you? How many people are behind you? You have no clue, but you have a sense of awareness. So that is it. The soul is have a sense of awareness that I am in the body, but it doesn't know the detail. In other words, it doesn't hold the detail in the top consciousness. So it allows itself to be itself. I am a soul in the body. So that in the body is a second thing. It's a little further away. Yes. The slower you wake up, the more you will be aware of the state of soul. Who am I? I am a soul. And feel the quality. So if you feel the quality, you bring it up. You make it more established. The quality already exists, but it is covered. Because your mind is busy. Because I have the children to look after. So I am busy. Therefore, there is no time to be soul conscious. I cannot be myself. I don't even know who I am. I don't remember. So how do we have deep love? You become yourself. deep love is already there. You have to give it time. And when we meditate, we are also trying to let go the body and have love. In other words, be yourself. So we have to remind the self of the self. When we wake up and we think of the kids, we remind ourselves, the thought comes, I am reminding myself. So in soul consciousness, we remember that I am a soul. We think of God, oh, I am a soul. I am God's child. We are creating a new world. We are helping God to re-establish. You know, that's the role, the real role. So when you write in the diary, you are writing about those things, me, what I thought, what is my role, I want to put that one side. Who am I? Who is God? How are we related? Are you related to God? You are related? You feel you are close relation? Really you are related to God? You think? Your soul is related? What about you? Are you related? I don't know. Are you related to God? As a soul you are related. Is it a close relation? You're related a long time? How long? Do you talk to God? Does God talk to you? Do you listen? Are you a good relation of God? Like, if you are a kid, let us assume your relation is you are the child. Are you a good child? Or if you say that God is the mother, are you a good child? Or God is the friend, are you a good friend? So there was one more question I was going to ask you. Do you obey? He talks to you, yes. Do you listen? After listening, do you obey? And if you are not paying attention because? And are you a good relation of God? And when you are related to someone, what makes the relationship close? What makes the relationship close? What makes the relationship close? Love. But for us, communication. Love. It is already there, but now to build a relationship we need communication. A lot of interaction between you and God. Interacting, communicate. The person in this world with whom you have the closest relationship is the one with whom you have the most communication. Sometimes when the relationship is well established, the communication is no longer through words. Sometimes the expression of the face, you know, or the eyes can easily establish the communication. So one of the ways for you to develop your relation or your love for God is communication. And can you communicate through the diary? Can you communicate? So the diary is to help, to assist in the communication. That it makes you sit down. If you sit down, your mind goes here, it goes there. But if the pen is there and you put your head down, even if you don't want to communicate, it's a training. You're training yourself to stay focused, to be communicating with God, to think of God, not anything else. To discover yourself, to open your heart. Okay, so we will stop there, means I will stop there. And now you can again practice. If you have a class to attend to, you should wake up with alarm. But if you don't have a class to attend to, you should not wake up at alarm. So you should train yourself to sleep enough so that you know what time you will wake up. And if you have, you know, I would think 7 hours, 8 hours of sleep. Then when you become to meditate, it will drop maybe down to 6, some people even to 5. But for now, think 7, 8 hours of sleep, even 9. I was asleep. It is recommended even 9. Young people who have plenty things to do, busy. Their mind has more work. So enough sleep is essential for good meditation. The mind has to be relaxed in order to meditate. To connect to God, we need to be similar to God. So when you are angry, you cannot connect to God. When you are desperate, you cannot connect to God, except that God sometimes blesses you. That's a different thing. You know, if you are desperate, He may decide to bless you. That's something else. It's from His side. But from our side, when we are upset, we cannot communicate. So communication requires the mind to be relaxed. The soul communicates with the Supreme Soul. We should be as much like God as we can. Then the communication is more complete. So we meditate when we are quiet, in the early morning, when the soul is relaxed, when there's nothing to do, or there shouldn't be anything to do. So that communication is more complete, more of me can communicate. But if I'm thinking of something else and worried of something and the emotion is in, that communication is very narrow, it is not effective. Okay, so many things to learn, you will learn. And so the diary is just to help with this focus of silence, of quietness, of communicating. Okay, so you can spend some time writing. Any topic, you and God. Om Shanti.